Blog Talk Radio.
Back at 11 o'clock. I didn't know how to handle my Tuesday night. Everything's just way different. But I'm really glad to be back on the air. Again, I'm back to 30 minutes. Once we start pushing up our call volume, then sure enough, we'll get back to the hour show. But for right now, you've got 30 minutes live streaming audio with Norm Constantine here on the Norm at Night Show. We've built ourselves a little audience over the last year or two, and I'm kind of excited. Why we went from 9 o'clock back to 11 o'clock is a long and complicated story. It's a combination of my inability to be precise with all of the rules and everything with Blog Talk Radio, which allowed them to force me, if I wanted to stay in prime time, to become one of their premium hosts. And as much as I love talking to you guys at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or any o'clock, I'm just not prepared to make the plunge into semi-professional radio, which is what moving to premium hostdom would cause me to do. Plus, you know, I really miss the 11 o'clock hour, and so I guess I'm out back on the coast, and my coast callers, it's 8 o'clock again, and so you can call me. Last time we're on the air, we had a little international flavor to the show, and I hope we get that same flavor tonight. Again, I'm using the new microphone. Sister-in-law Nancy's listening, thank you again. I really, it just tickles me pink using this microphone. And by the way, let's give a shout out to my sister-in-law Nancy. Her 50th birthday was over the weekend, and Norm was a little bit under the weather and unfortunately could not attend. If you want to give me a call, you can reach me at 347-945-6713. Is there somebody out there? Oh, now, because I'm not a premium host, I'm also using up one of my lines to come in on Skype. Unless there's another Skyper out there that I'm not seeing. If you're out there, caller, go ahead. I guess that's just me coming in twice. I'm not 100% positive exactly what's going on. Let's go see if there's anybody in Norm's chat room. Doesn't look like... Oh, wait a minute. Hey, guest 6095, how are you? Why don't you say something to the chat room and I'll convey it to our people on the air. Those of you who want to Skype me, remember, you can always reach Norm at Night on Skype. My Skype name is BoogCon, and I'll be more, that's BoogCon, and I'll be more than happy to receive you. A lot of stuff happening in the world of... Oh, wait, I got some Skype activity here. Hey, Pohan, you don't even worry about it. Buona notte. Yeah, oh, God, I'm so Italian, and I'm such a pretend Irishman, no question about it. But anyway, let's see if we got anybody else out here. I was hoping maybe Patty, my partner on the Patty Wop blog, though apparently I'm the only one who's doing any writing on it these days. Oh, I had my cup of coffee. It's just so much better being on this line at 11 o'clock. I actually took a little nap tonight. As I said, I couldn't attend the 50th birthday party dinner because I really was under the weather. And today, to be perfectly honest, is the first day that I felt 100% was cooking in class, was just cooking anywhere. Actually, I got to talk about lobbying in class today and public interest radio, NYPRIG, New York Prig. Oh, God, right back to my college days when all the PERGs started, or PRIGs, or whatever, you know, public research interest groups, whatever you want to call those things, old Ralph Nader. You know, it's really interesting. Some of the kids in my class today say, oh, Ralph Nader, the guy who cost Al Gore the election in 2000. I really don't believe that, and I hope anybody out there doesn't. If you voted for Ralph Nader and you really thought he was the best person for president, then you should have voted for him. Another thing we've been talking about in class is the violent nature of American politics. Do we have a violent political culture? Jump right in. Give me a call, 347-945-6713, and I got 5 lines open, and Norm at Night is waiting for your call. Or log into the chat room and give us your opinion. That's the first question we're talking about here is indeed, does America have a violent political culture? What do you think, Test 6095? Do we have a violent political culture in America? I hope you're out there listening. I've got to push my listening numbers up. I want to hit the 5,000 mark soon. You know, I know I'm no big ratings person, but if one person's listening out there to me, it makes the show worth it. I hope my listener in Caracas, Venezuela, got the move of Showtime and is out there with me. And then, of course, Democratic Communist. I don't know if you're cooking out there in Halifax, Nova Scotia, but I hope you are, and I hope you're listening to the Norm at Night show. Well, since apparently a violent political culture doesn't seem to doesn't seem anybody's interested in it. I'm hearing all kinds of noises. And just, what happens if I do this? I don't know if I have, oh God, okay, maybe I did. If I just cut a Skype caller off, I'm really sorry. I didn't do it on purpose. When you're not a premium channel, they're really starting to put the pressure on me to just become this premium guy. But, you know, that's way too professional for Norm. But anyway, I do have some questions here that I'd like to talk about. I guess the first one, Harry Reid, man. Guy gets the health care bill through, and now they're, I shouldn't say digging up dirt because he said this stuff. What do you think about the stuff Harry Reid said about President Obama? I mean, is there a double standard for Harry Reid? Or is what he said than there was for Trent Lott? Or is what he said of a substantially different nature than what Trent Lott did? One thing for sure was pointed out by, I'm trying to remember the commentator, but I got a big kick out of one of the things that happened when Trent Lott said what he said was that the president, that time was George W. Bush, the president threw Trent Lott under the bus, and so he was a goner, and so he ceased to be Senate Majority Leader. But the reason the president did that is because Trent Lott was his own person. And he was very difficult to control. And the president and the president's people reasoned that if they could get rid of Trent Lott, then they could get somebody more malleable in the position of Senate Majority Leader. And of course, we all know that that became Dr. Bill Frist. Who, though he's now out of the Senate, according to a lot of people, is doing wonderful humanitarian work across the continent of Africa, though he did some of that even while he was serving in the United States Senate and serving as Senate Majority Leader. So what do you think of Harry Reid? What was his intent? And here's a real hard question. Did he tell a lie? Did he say anything that wasn't true? 347-945-6713. What do you think about what Harry Reid said? What do you think about Harry Reid? Come on, get on with Norm at Night. We got about 15 minutes left in the show, and I'd love to hear from your point of view. What should we do with Harry Reid? And, of course, we're going to move from Harry Reid to healthcare. But I want to hear something. What do you guys think out there about Harry Reid? I'm really kind of ambivalent myself about it. Early on, I had some issues with Harry Reid because I didn't really think he was doing much for health care in the Senate. Now, apparently, I may be wrong. And enough. Senators, representatives, let's get this conference on the road. Let's get it done. Let's get this bill passed. and then let's move on to other things. I guess I've slipped into healthcare right away. This is an opportunity. This is an opportunity to change the course of American history. You know, I guess you play professional football. Your goal should be to play in the Super Bowl, the playoffs, the big games, the games that matter, the games that people are going to remember. And let's face it, senators, representatives, this bill is a Super Bowl bill. This is going to change the landscape of the country. The question is, do we want to change it? Everyone knows the guy sitting behind this microphone absolutely wants it changed, absolutely wants the bill passed, and I might add, wants the House bill passed, not the Senate. I want a bill with the public option. I don't think we should cave into the insurance companies. You know, I mean, I don't think we should cave into the insurance companies, but I've been saying that for a long time. Let me go check back into the chat room. And the guest is gone, too. Looks like nobody's here with Norm. I'm out here at 11:15 Eastern Standard Time. And who knows, maybe I'm talking to myself. Well, I guess you'll all tune in tomorrow, maybe get the podcast of this show. But I just can't resist doing this. Answer this question.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door, for fear that if I do, for sure, some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call?
Why does no one call
give me a ring?
Give me a ring.
Is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near.
Yeah, why does no one call? I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. Just call right in to Norm at night. We're back in the 11 o'clock hour. Okay. Here is another question. Some people have begun to talk about this. Instead of trying to find insurance solutions to healthcare problems, why not find cost solutions? Why not see if we can't figure out some way to make people be able to pay for healthcare? you know, for a whole long time, we have to stop the healthcare blackmail. And it's really, really hard to do so. Because one of the only ways to do it is to simply refuse to go to the doctor. But then people might die, and it might be you. And it's really hard to be you. And then, of course, if you legislate a control on health care, some people say the doctors will just go through the motions. What's maybe the Constantine plan? Don't do anything to the private system and just begin to build a federal one. And create those doctors. Send kids to school freebies. Public health clinics. Build a number of them so there aren't lines. Do you know we spend $30 billion a month? Or not a month, well, we figured it out in class today. 2.5 months of the Iraq War would cure the California budget or budget deficit. Governor Schwarzenegger, somehow, the guy who was going to save California, which hasn't been the same since its original deficits under President Reagan. I'm not making that up. You can go look that up. The same guy who doubled the national debt of the United States also did some pretty interesting stuff in California before it. I wouldn't go putting his head on Mount Rushmore just anytime soon. I got a feeling that history might not be real kind to President Reagan. It doesn't look like I'm going to get any callers here on the new 11 o'clock version of Norm at Night. But if you want to give me a call, I got 5 lines open, 347-945-6713. Harry Reid, healthcare, whatever you want to talk about. It's up to you. 7 minutes left. We'll throw the lines open. What are the issues that you have in your mind? Let's see. I wish Nancy a happy 50th, so I can scratch that off the list. Oh, I know one thing that happened when the new year started. Your host, the fat left-hander, I'm almost ashamed to say, weighed in at a cool 267, yes, 267 pounds. That was a new high. But now, 13 days later, I stepped on the scale, stark naked and draw. That's a thought, isn't it? I stepped on the scale dripping wet this morning out of the shower, and Norm is weighing in at 260. That's down 7. I hope I can keep this up. It looks like I may have to add some exercise to the routine. But by next January the 1st, I'd like to go into December 31st, about 200 pounds, so we'll see what's going on. Oh, God, a 60-pound drop for Norman Knight. Wouldn't that be a kicker? We're going to give it a try. I just, you know, this being fat, it's got to stop. Not only first your clothes aren't too tight, but it's the energy sapping, people. If you're fat, do something to get on fat. Let's go with Norm. 347-945-6713. If you want to talk about being fat, I'll talk about being fat with you, because Norm knows fat. That's for sure. Oh, God, hey. The other thing, I tried one of those Folger coffee bags tonight. It's like a tea bag, except it's got coffee in it. And I did really enjoy that. I've also enjoyed being on here at 11 o'clock again, and I hope that some people will start calling next week. I'll do some more advertising on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, I tweeted this, and if you've got a topic, you can always email me at buffnet@verizon.net. I'll be glad to talk about your topic. Oh, wait a minute, I got a call coming in here. Hey, you're on with Norm. Go ahead, 916.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm back at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I missed you last week, but then I saw that you changed the time, so...
Yeah, the Blog Talk and I had a little discussion about my, let's just say, sticking to the schedule. So if I wanted to stay in, prime time, I had to go to the pay account. I said, that's all right.
So the teacher got whacked for being tardy, huh?
Oh, yeah, the teacher got whacked for being tardy.
Oh, that was a...
No question about it.
Oh, well, sounds like my cat.
Yeah, my cat, well.
Oh,
cool.
I'm outside here on the patio, and there's another cat.
So I guess out on the patio, oh, man, so I guess the weather's nice.
It's around 52, 53, something like that.
That's nice. That's nice.
I hope I don't have
My brother said today there's a heat wave in Buffalo.
Oh,
got
yeah?
up to 22 today.
Mm.
You remember those Januaries? They were always just frigid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, we would... I don't know. I mean, we had a certain tolerance for it, but at the same time, you know, I can remember walking...
Well, even with the tolerance for it, there were those days when it would be so cold when you went outside, your lungs hurt till they got used to the cold air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hang on a minute, I got to get my flashlight and see what the hell's out there.
Hey, you want to join us for the last 2 minutes? You're out there listening, 347-945-6713.
Oh, it's a new stray cat. Pointing a flashlight at him, hoping he's... Uh-oh, Doodle, don't go over there.
Yeah, I guess it would still get... Just because it stays warmer, it still gets dark, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What time does the sun go down?
Around 6, 6.30, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Now, I hope
that's right, you're pretty far off the door.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't get in a fight, but we'll see. He's a pretty good fighter, but I don't, you know, I don't
like... You just don't like washing the blood off him.
Yeah, I've had to do that. Well, before he was neutered, I used to have that problem. He was in a lot of fights, but these days he's pretty good. He stays in the backyard and, you know, pretty mellow. I guess that happens.
Yeah, I know what's happening to me. I've been getting too many fights lately, and I hope I don't.
Yeah, I don't have any personal experience with that operation, but, you know. So,
that's right.
So you
I was just thinking about getting old.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an interesting process, you know. You mentioned something about getting fat, and, you know. I wouldn't call myself fat, but I would say I'm overweight, certainly, you know.
Oh, I'm fat, man. I got on the scale January 1st. I weighed 267.
Oh, shit. You were 260 last time we talked about this.
Yeah, I'm back down to 260.
Oh, okay.
So, I moderated my intake. Now I got to try to increase my activity. I just don't know how well that's going to go over.
Yeah,
I don't have a lot of energy.
Yeah, that's it. It's been rainy lately, so I haven't done a whole hell of a lot. You know, because I used to, when it's spring, summer, all that, then I got the garden stuff. I'm doing that, and, you know, it's just...
Yeah, well...
In fact, I'm digging, I'm chopping wood, I'm doing whatever I'm doing, you know.
So. Right now, I'm just sitting on my fat Italian behind. But anyway, it's 11:30, and I do have to go to work tomorrow. So I'm going back to the half hour.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So I would have been able to call
just,
sooner,
you
but
know,
then, you know, I know
if people, you
got it.
Right. If people start calling, you know, I'll be happy to extend it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole show, no matter what we do, is in the archive, but we're not streaming right now.
Yeah, that's true. So if you have a couple people and the conversation's good.
Right, and then if it's regular, then I'll just, I'll let stream to midnight. But it was really kind of nice tonight, because I sort of had the whole night to get ready,
mm-hmm.
instead of like at the middle of it at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, now, what are you? Are you using a phone tonight, or you know,
no? No, I'm Skyping.
Oh, really? So Skype.
Yeah, no, I got the Skype. I think I got the Skype thing down now, and I think Skype's.
Cool.
I think Skype's improving their game too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I haven't used it in quite a while. Maybe I'll check that out again.
Yeah. Well, you should give it a try. But anyway, I'm gonna hang up. And just in honor of you, I want to go out with our buddy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I hope he comes out with a new album.
Yes, send it to me if
you
can.
Why can't somebody just give me a ring?
He does, I'll let you know.
See you next week.
Telephone. Okay, take care, man. Good night.
Like a
come on.
And I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near.
That's all for Norman Knight tonight.
That
see you next
everyone
week.
I spoke,
remember,
thought I was telling them a joke. All them phoned us in the end. It's clearly life that round the bend. But I dare not pass my door. For fear that if I do, for sure, some person will show sympathy. I try to send a